Hey everyone, this is Ellie from The Animator Life.
And this is Nick.
And today we have a super extra awesome person. Her name is Jenny Sun. We are friends from CCN. She's super cool. I love her a ton. And she's here to bring the sexy back with us today.
We just lost viewers right there. That's it. Alright.
JT references are always expected, delightful, and always just on point. So don't judge me for loving my JT, homie. So
all right, home
school. All right, well, Jenny, do you want to take a minute to tell everyone about you a little bit? Okay. Got anything you want to plug?
Anything? Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Jenny. I was a student at animation. Hi. I was a student at animation mentor. I'm an alumnus actually. With the rest of you guys were all from Animation Mentor, right?
Yep. Technically not an alum, no.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah, I am.
Get
I
out.
Actually finished all six classes, but, you know, that's just me. I'm an alum.
Yeah, were you before the classes, like, the curriculum changed up, like, to be the new kind of, like, production team thing, or were you before that?
Who, me?
Me or Nick.
Either of you.
Because I was classic track. I had started class six, I want to say, before they even brought in the production pipeline option.
Mm-hmm. So, my roommate Chelsea and I were a part of the last group of people where they had like a 4-class like animation fundamentals program. Mm. And that's technically what we signed up for. So we actually, like, we have a certificate from AM, but we're not considered graduates because we didn't finish class 6.
Huh.
Wait, but then I thought they were still doing 5. That though.
No, they aren't.
They aren't? What
no,
they switched
I was,
back to?
No. When I was in class 1, that was the last time they did that.
Interesting.
Oh, because when I went, you took all 6 classes or nothing at all. And when I was in class 6, that's when they offered the 4-class one. And then you could switch over.
Well, that just shows you our timelines.
All right, sorry, Jenny. We got off track.
Yeah.
She started it.
I did start it, and then I'm really good at making tangents. So I mean, get it, tangents.
Awesome.
We love tangents here.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, so yeah, I've been working professionally in the games industry for about 5 years, and right now I'm taking a break because that industry can be very hectic, and I'm working on putting together an unofficial Steven Universe art book, basically. And you guys can check out the progress of that at togetherbreakfast2015.tumblr.com. We'll have pre-orders open soon, so we have a really cool lineup of artists, so please check us out.
I'm going to have to get my copy.
Yeah.
Please. I have only seen one episode of Steven Universe.
Oh.
I keep telling myself I need to watch it, but it's just finding time, because I know it's awesome. Just the time.
I feel you. I'm the same way with Gravity Falls. Like, I know it's awesome. See?
Oh,
see? See? But
oh.
I haven't found time
Shut
to,
up,
like,
Nick.
Watch it.
yeah, no, Jenny, what my reaction was, because you haven't watched Gravity Falls, and I get this reaction every week we do this podcast, so someone else brought it up and brought it up on themselves. That's why I was, like, wigging out.
Ah, okay.
I love Gravity Falls so much, I named my dog after one of the main characters.
Oh, that's why she's... Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, her name's Mabel. Like, okay. And I love that show so much. Sorry, go on.
I really like what I've seen of Gravity Falls. Like, I'm up to episode 7, I think. The last thing I saw was, they were at a fair or something, and Dipper's, there's, like, a magic pig or something. And that's really early on. It's really early on.
Yeah, he keeps, like, going
back in time
trying to
yeah.
change it so he can date Wendy.
Right.
And
his
sister wins a pig named Waddles.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
So I'm getting there slowly, but I will watch it because I know it's ending soon, and or it already did end. So
it's
it already did.
They're going to do. I think last I heard, it's like going to be like a 1-hour special that's going to close everything up. But they haven't announced when that's going to be yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
But so far, they've, like, left it at Armageddon.
Well, all right. Okay. All right. I will
All right,
find someone
Jenny, one more
interesting.
time.
Yes.
What was the Tumblr
Oh,
you
it's
said?
togetherbreakfast2015.tumblr.com.
All right. Just wanted to get that on there again.
Yeah.
We'll also repost it on the Tumblr so
yeah.
you can see it too, just in case you can't find it or whatever reason. We'll make sure it gets out there too.
Okay. Thanks.
So today we're going to talk about everything lovable and loving, and we're actually recording this the day before Valentine's Day. I don't think that's when it's going to drop, but it might be.
Unless
but,
I do
so,
some nightmare editing tomorrow.
So we're going to do, we're going to be talking about love things, and so I was thinking we could like start by shipping our favorite characters. One of the things you see all the time is that how Elsa from Frozen and Jack Frost from Guardians would be like the perfect couple. I'm like, I can get behind that.
I can get behind that.
I can absolutely get behind that.
Yeah,
we shouldn't get. And then have you guys also seen that Ariel and Jack Sparrow belong together?
Yeah, I have seen that. I thought that was kind of cute.
You've not seen that?
I literally
oh
have not
gosh.
Seen that before.
Oh, it's all over the internet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't internet very
Disney
well, then.
Well,
sorry.
You should. This is 2016. Come on.
You know what? I just showed my dad what the internet was the other day. He didn't really know how to use it at all. It was kind of adorable.
Aww.
So, yeah, for Christmas, he asked me, like, where can I get a Kindle? I want to get your mom a Kindle. I was like, oh, you can just buy this on Amazon. And he just, like, gave me this blank stare. Like, I have no idea what you just said. So I bought it for
Why
him.
Why do I have to go to South America to get her a Kindle?
So I bought it for him, and then he gave me a check to pay me back. But I was just like, Dad, you just go on and put your credit card. And he goes, I literally have no idea how to do that. So, Nick, don't worry. There's somebody out there who's worse at the internet than you are.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you
wow.
for that. Like, as if I needed to be told that. But thank you. My
well
status
done.
In life is, it's revitalized. Thank you.
Yeah. So have you guys thought of any other characters that you think would be really good together?
I actually thought that Mulan and, what's her, oh my god, I'm having a brain fart, Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame would be cute together. Because you have
oh
one
my gosh,
that's from
that
an oppressed
be...
group of people, and one who's like a war hero. And it was like, get together and liberate the gypsies.
Yeah, they're both pretty badass. That would be amazing. I'd ship it. I can see that.
I like her.
Why not?
I always thought LeFou from Beauty and the Beast and then Charlotte. Charlotte from Princess
from
and the
Frog.
Because they're both ridiculous sidekicks and
Why
both
would
very,
you want
very dumb.
Anyone with Charlotte? Why would you wish that upon anyone?
Why would you want anyone want LeFou? She is very sweet.
It's just that they're both very stupid. That always made me think they'd be perfect together.
That is hilarious. She's a very supportive, very kind person. She is. And
she really
that
is,
one,
yeah.
I can't think. LeFou has been abused enough by Gaston. I think he could use someone a little bit kinder.
Yeah, him. And I mean, obviously, he's already used to chilling with beautiful people.
Yep.
Oh, and then is it Meriwether, the blue fairy from Sleeping Beauty, and
yeah.
Grumpy belong together?
Oh. Oh.
They
oh
would make
oh
the perfect Disney couple because they could just sit in a room and be grumpy together and like
adorable.
Judge people, but then be like secretly really nice. Yeah, that was another one. If anybody wants to draw pictures of these,
I was literally just thinking if we have a fan out there that can make this happen.
Oh my god,
yes,
that would be
because
great.
Meriwether and Grumpy is not like a common one. Like
no.
Jack and. Ariel, so I would love to see that. If somebody's got some good drawing skills, that would be adorable. Like, can't you just see like Meriwether's like grumpy face, like pouting,
yes.
and Aww. Then just like looking at Grumpy like all adoringly? I just love it.
That is so
love
cute.
So much.
That is so cute. And I love that it's like supporting characters too. It's always like the main characters like being shipped up together, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
second stringers need some love too.
And nobody ships villains either. Like, I think Ursula and Scar would have a lot in common.
They would,
because they both want to overthrow their brothers.
Yes, they're both kind of like been trodden under the heel. Like, that would be a difficult romance to pull off. Like, they'd have to meet at the beach or something, somewhere. But, yes.
Is she, yeah, like, is she going to turn herself into, like, a land creature? Is she going to turn him into... Because I feel like if she turns Scar into a fish, he's not going to be happy about it.
No.
He could be a lionfish.
Oh!
Oh, I set that up.
Oh, you did. You walked right through that one.
Damn it. I set that up so well.
Oh, God.
I apologize, everyone.
Oh,
so sorry.
Lionfish are pretty cool.
Hey, whatever. I love puns. Puns are amazing.
Yes, they
puns
are.
Puns are clean, wholesome fun.
Not like the rest of this podcast will be.
Yeah. It's gonna get worse.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So what about you guys? I've been talking about mine. Do you guys have any characters that you think would be good shipped together?
I can't come up with stuff like this. I got nothing.
You got
oh my gosh,
can't,
Nick!
Come up with like even
we've
one.
Been talking about this for 2 weeks. Like you haven't come up with any ideas. Oh, you crack me up.
I actually like this. Is not, I guess. Well, it doesn't matter if it's not Disney, but like strictly Disney rather. But like Dory, and what is the name of the pufferfish? The big yellow pufferfish.
Blow, isn't it just Blow?
Is his name Blow?
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
I think
Brother Blow.
A really cute pair. Yeah. That's right, yes. Brother Blow, yeah. I think Dory and Blow make actually a really cute couple together.
Aww.
What?
That would be kind of cute. Because they're both
Because they're both,
goofy.
Like, just sort of kind of, like, scatterbrained and goofy, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think.
Yeah, and then every time he gets pissed off that she forgets something, he would just puff up. So, like, he would constantly be puffing up.
Yeah.
Flounder could be the result of that relationship.
Oh my god.
Because Flounder is also, like, crazy and weird. He's not a guppy, though. He makes that very clear.
What kind of fish is Flounder?
A flounder.
But he's
no, he's not.
But he's
not?
So, like, he can't be.
He is 100% not a flounder, Ellie.
He's not even supposed to be a flounder? Because there's, like...
Flounder are those flat fish that have the eyes on the same side of their head.
But there's, like, 50... Okay. You really think Disney is going to be 100% accurate in every character design? I'm pretty sure I've never seen a crab that looks like Sebastian. Just anyway.
I almost choked on my teeth.
There's like a whole bunch of different kinds of flounder, though. Like, there's not just one flounder.
I'm pretty sure they're all flat, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're not all, like, goofy and puffy like he is.
Well, I slept through my marine biology class because I was too busy focusing on animation. I'm sorry I wasn't as cool as you guys didn't know what a flounder
is. Sorry that we're such nerds.
Flounder is half blowfish and half whatever Dory is. That's what flounder is.
Okay, yeah, he's their son, right?
Yeah.
Their one son.
So then, like... If you guys could ship, like, if you guys could date any animated character,
oh
who
my
would you
goodness,
date? Like, let's ship it into real world here.
Okay, so you guys are what prince would you actually want to date, and mine would be which princess or something?
It doesn't have to be a princess or a prince. You could, like,
you know
you could
I mean.
Say you want to marry Dory, like, like you could just say like a human version of Dory or something like that, like, or fish version, whatever you're into. This is a safe space. I don't judge. She's got some pretty sweet fins.
I actually have a friend. I'm not going to say her name on this podcast. Check the innocent.
You should totally say her name on the podcast.
No. We were having a sleepover one night. We were much younger, and we were just kind of like talking about like our cartoon crushes. And it was funny that you said Dory, because one of hers was Gil in Finding Nemo. I was like a fish. But hey, whatever.
Not just a fish, but like the war vet fish.
Yeah, <I know. laughs>
You know, he saw some things in Vietnam.
Yeah. Oh, he's been through some stuff.
But yeah, I just like, I'm not gonna judge him. If you wanna date that fish, you do your
thing.
Hey,
look, you know what that means? That means he's experienced.
Not in the ways that matter, though.
I don't know. You don't know what he's done with his life. He's clearly been...
Hey,
anyway.
Wartime, man. You don't know.
They just picture Gil.
We're gonna Jerry Springer this. Y'all don't know.
Is this an 18-plus rated nothing. Podcast?
I just picture Gil in that scene from Full Metal Jacket where the hooker comes up to him.
Oh, no!
Because we were joking about him being in Vietnam, and now you guys are just... this really weird scene is playing in my head.
See, this is something else that I think someone should draw. Nudge, nudge.
Well, Willem Dafoe does the voice of Gil, so you could just have, like, Gil doing right. that famous scene at the end of Platoon where Willem Dafoe is getting shot on the hill. Oh, goodness. I need a life.
We got another tangent.
Yeah.
That happens. Yeah. But it's still animation.
Yeah. Personally, I think that Prince Eric is, like, the hottest prince. So, I'm just gonna throw that out there. In fairness to me, I married a dude who looks kind of like Prince Eric, that acts like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. So, I think I got the best of both worlds. Yeah, because at the end of Beauty and the Beast, like, I watch it all the time. It's my favorite movie. And, like, I'll even watch it with my mom, and I'm like, am I the only one that's disappointed at the end of the movie that the prince
Dude,
is, like,
no,
not even
I
as good?
Dude, I was also disappointed.
So I was disappointed. Like, he, like, and I know that the whole point of the movie is that, you know, beauty is within and blah, blah, blah. But when the beast is totally better looking...
I know.
The prince, he turns into. It's a bit disappointing. Like,
I know.
Why can't he look like Gaston? Gaston might have been a jerk, but he was a total stud muffin. Tell me I'm wrong. He's like, yeah.
Well, I mean, I was actually reading an article the other day with Andreas Deja, and they were talking about, like, his inspiration behind the villains that he animated and stuff.
Right.
And he said that Gaston was one of the harder ones for him because originally they couldn't make it work, and then when they decided to make him, like, super pretty and handsome to go against the Beast, it was a lot harder because they used that, but they also wanted him to feel more real, so they drew him more realistically.
Interesting.
At the same time.
Yeah, I've read articles like about how Howard Ashman really wanted to make sure that the villain was pretty to help emphasize too that if people fit what society sees as the norm, they're more accepting of the bad things that those people bring to the table. Like, Belle was beautiful, and because she was beautiful, they were able to forgive her eccentricities.
Right.
But, and same thing with Gaston, but kind people who didn't fit that box and who were ugly were ostracized.
Right.
I remember thinking how beautiful that was and how, like, it tied into Howard Ashman's personal struggle with who he was as a person and all the bigotry that got thrown his way. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that movie has just so many layers.
It does!
But at the end of the movie, Gaston's still a babe. I'm sorry. I know it's like part of the point, but he's still a babe.
You should totally go out with Lumiere.
Me?
Oh my god.
Lumiere would not be able to keep up with me. I would make Lumiere
blush.
He
would be fun, though. You must admit that.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Are you saying I'm like the Babette of the situation? Just running around in my little French maid outfit? Giving people sultry looks. Babette is the name of the feather duster, and at the end of the movie, she's wearing her little French maid outfit, making sultry eyes at Lumiere.
Mm-hmm. It's been. I need to watch it again. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
Oh, for shame. Nick. It should be like your weekly ritual. Watch Beauty and the Beast every Sunday instead of going to church.
All right.
All right, Jenny, who's your man?
Okay, can we like limit this somehow? Because I have a lot of cartoon characters that I would date personally.
Just give us a straight list.
Pick three. No. Pick three.
Pick three? Oh God.
Pick three. Pick three, and we need reasons. Okay.
Oh Jesus. All right. Let me. I'll pick the first three that came to mind.
Yeah, do it.
Howl from Howl's Moving Castle.
Ooh, totally good choice.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed
he's
it.
Gorgeous. Oh
he's brooding
God.
He's too.
He's got his own home.
He's got his own home.
He's already.
I like a man with real estate.
Like, how many characters are out there drifting without like a place to stay? And, seriously.
He's got a home. He's got food provided to him, and he travels whenever he wants.
Jenny's son is not romantic. She is practical, ladies and gentlemen. She has priorities. I just want a man with his own house. Is that too much to ask?
You know, when she makes a statement like that, Jimmy, it puts your life into perspective.
Well, think about like Aladdin, okay? Like he's really pretty, and but like he lives in an alley somewhere. It's not until he gets the genie that he gets like clothes. And...
Sorry, Aladdin, you're homeless. I mean, that's a total deal
you're
breaker.
Not wrong.
I only date dudes with homes. Just get a cardboard box and then call me.
Seriously, I mean, yeah, Howl. Let's see, I'm down to two now, so. Let me think about someone who's not from a Disney, from like a movie. There's so many. I'm sorry. Actually, my next thought was David from Lilo and Stitch. Because he's really cute, and he's really considerate and kind and adorable. He's got the cutest little accent, and he looks really good when he's mostly naked.
again, more Jenny has got priorities.
Saying, most of the movie, he's just in his little swim trunks, and I'm just like, all right.
Hey, speaking, you're not wrong.
Really though, seriously.
Seriously.
All right. And last one. Okay, I have to pick someone who's not from a movie because I want to mix this up a little bit.
I mean, honestly, like even Howl worked because I wasn't even thinking of the Miyazaki films.
That's true. I'm gonna see if I could film from a TV show. Let's think.
You're just like, all right, I've hit this category and this category, now it's time for this category.
I have so many. There are just so many to choose from out
there. She's spreading the love. That's what she's doing.
I guess, did you guys see The Legend of Korra?
Oh, heck yeah.
No, I have.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah! There's so much to pick from out there. I think maybe I would date Asami from that show.
Right,
I seem
you know,
to be something of a
we're
gold
friends.
Digger.
We're super friends.
Good. Cool. Got the look, she's got the brains, she's very capable, and she's adorable.
I can get behind that for sure.
Good.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks for pointing out Korra.
You're welcome.
So Nick,
there's just like you're giving me too many options to choose from at this point.
See? When you spread out, like when you think about it, there's tons of characters that you would date if you had the opportunity.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I know, right?
For
well
sure.
You're just like I had such a limited range to think of.
Oh.
And now you're just expanding it.
I could go on.
Yeah, you're literally giving me too many options.
I could go on. There's so many out there.
hit a couple. Don't give us reasons. Just hit a couple more. I'm curious.
All right. Goliath from Gargoyles. Zuko from Avatar. Let's see. Naveen from The Princess and the Frog. I would date him. I would. He's cute.
He doesn't have a job.
let's see.
That was my thing.
I would date Carmen Sandiego. Why not? That'd be awesome.
If you can find her.
Sure.
She had a cartoon. I said Zuko from Avatar already. Elisa, actually, from Gargoyles. She was pretty cute, too. She was! And she was very... I like strong women. They're just nice.
I miss Gargoyles.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No. Let's see. Ashitaka from Princess Mononoke. I would date him. And let's see. I'll do one more. I'll do Oh, Dean from the Iron Giant. I'd date him.
Which one was that?
Dean, he was the remember he was like the artist in the Iron Giant. He was like making sculptures and whatever and Did you see that movie?
Yeah. Okay. It's just been a very long time.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No, I've definitely seen the movie.
Okay, I was
Don't
about
worry.
To be like, oh god.
Yeah, no. I totally seen the movie.
Okay.
Just been a while.
What about you, Nick?
I'll do a couple. I don't know why. I think it's just because I love the movie and I just love Tarzan and Jane, but I'd go out with Jane.
Yeah.
I like Jane.
Yeah.
I like playfulness a lot, and Esmeralda's pretty playful.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, she can like, steal stuff, so that's awesome.
Plus, she can steal stuff.
She's got a vast skill set.
Honey,
so
I want
okay
a new TV.
That.
Can you go get me one?
Teach me, please. What do you call it? I like Asami too.
Yeah.
She's super smart.
Yes.
She
can steal stuff.
Leave me alone. I got priorities too, yo. They might be different than yours, but they're priorities still.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? Honestly, Jasmine.
Oh yeah.
I like Jasmine's personality a lot. She's pretty playful too.
Yeah, Jasmine was pretty great.
She also brings the sass to the party. I like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I like my ladies sassy and fiery. Yeah, I only brought like my one choice to the table. I didn't know we got multiple choices for who we want to date.
Well, all right, oh, throw out
wanna
a couple more.
Yeah.
Join the cool kid party.
I think Stoic. There's something very appealing about the manliness of Stoic from How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah,
like, and especially in the second movie, like how he acts towards his wife when he sees her again. Spoiler alert, by the way. I just think it's so
You're
sweet.
You're supposed to call spoiler alert for the record before you spoil something. It's not a coverall, okay?
I know, but I realize that maybe somebody hasn't seen the second one. I don't know why they wouldn't have. Not only that, I feel like they spoil the fact that Stoic's mom, or Stoic's wife
Stoic's
is alive.
Stoic's mom's in the movie, too?
In the trailers. No, shut up. You know what I'm saying. They let you know that Hiccup's mom is still alive in the trailer, so I don't think it's a spoiler, but you never know, there might be that one person who doesn't know it and is like, curse you, Ellie! crap. Oh yeah, plus it's voiced by Gerard Butler,
mm-hmm.
and I just think that man's voice is wonderful.
Yep, I agree.
So, yeah, it's just, I want to listen to him speak to me all day. It's nice. I'm trying to think of what else there is. They did Eric and Gaston's a babe. I too think Esmeralda is very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And girl knows how to dance.
Oh yeah.
Like, do you guys see that sexy dance move she does in like Around the Pole?
Yes.
They literally have her pole dancing.
Yep.
She looks like a total babe.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely awakens something in me. Sorry. And then, have you guys ever seen The Black Cauldron?
Yes.
So, there's a character they left out of it. Well, no. So, you guys know how in the movie Gurgi throws himself in the cauldron?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, I can't remember the character's name, but he's like that real jerky knight character that's
with
them.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
In the book, he throws himself in the cauldron.
Yeah, that's right.
And there is no coming back from that.
Right.
Like, you go into it knowing you're never going to live. So how Disney fight it makes me sad, because that was such a strong moment in the book.
Yeah.
And so when I saw the movie, I was really mad because it wasn't nearly as awesome as the book. But some of like my feelings of that jerky knight transferred from the book to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had a little bit of a crush on him for zero reason whatsoever. because in the movie, like, there's, like, almost nothing redeeming about him, but yeah. In the book...
Because he doesn't have that big, like, moment, right?
Yeah. So...
I got a new game for us to play.
Okay.
If you, like, a character that, like, if you were with, but would eventually come to hate because of how they are, or just, like, it would just be, like, a really weird situation to be with that character. Like Merlin from Sword in the Stone. Like, if you were with Merlin, I feel like that would get really strange.
I would
strange.
Run as far away from Merlin as possible because he'd turn me into a fish and then let something try to eat me. Then he would turn me into a squirrel and let another squirrel, like, try to get their mac on me. No, Merlin is an irresponsible person and should not be allowed to supervise children. I'm just, like, he is awful. He is awful.
All right, so now tell me how you really feel.
I mean, it's entertaining to watch, but absolutely. He should not be allowed to supervise children.
No. That's hilarious.
Or, and absolutely true. What do you call it? Like, King Candy.
I would not want to hang around King Candy. Good lord.
His voice
crazy.
Is obnoxious. Yeah, I can't handle it.
He is crazy. And he's going to end up, like, fine, killing but... me eventually, I'm sure.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph is a great one. I think, now this isn't, like, romantic feelings, but I think Vanellope is, like, one of the cutest little things ever.
Yes.
Like, in a love sense, I would love for Vanellope to be my little sister.
Yes. She's adorable.
Yeah.
Or daughter. I'd be okay with that, too.
I have to be responsible for, like, every time she gets in trouble, and then I'm like,
Well, I'd still be okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, other weird ones.
Well, we could... You know what we could do? We could do Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Oh.
You know what?
You guys ever done that?
Let's do it. You know what I was actually thinking about? I was like, man, do you guys remember the game MASH? Because this would be a good time for MASH.
What's MASH?
What? Wait, for real?
But MASH is like
yeah,
a thing
I have no
to,
idea
like,
what you're talking
see
about.
In a way.
I mean, it's really elementary school, but...
Yeah, it's a matchmaking game, essentially.
Yeah, you would pick basically, like... four people, you would pick, like, four types of houses, four types of cars, four types of jobs, I don't know, all these different categories. And what you would do is you would start at, like, a random spot, and you would just count M-A-S-H, and whatever was on the H, you would mark out. And you would just keep going until there was one of each category left, and that was your life.
Yep.
That would be, like, the life that was established for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's an interesting game. I've never... Literally, this is the first time I've ever heard of it. It's
wow.
not something I did as a kid. All
right.
Yeah. We did Cootie Catchers, though.
Those are fine. Yeah, everybody does this.
The little, like, folded paper things.
I actually really enjoyed doing those things.
I did, too. Well, okay, so I'll do the first round of Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
All right, so how are we doing it? Are you picking one of us specifically, or is this an all-call for both of us?
I'll do all call for both of you. Okay. So we'll do LeFou.
Oh god.
Scuttle from the Little Mermaid. And I think I got a third one. Mike Wazowski from Monster.
Okay, wait, who is Scuttle?
The seagull from the Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Oh god.
Okay, so what are they? It's Scuttle, it's LeFou, and who?
Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
I need a notebook. I need to figure this out.
You need to make a pros and cons list?
Yeah, I can't just, like, say... This is my life we're talking about here, you guys, alright?
Alright, I'm gonna have to go with... I'm gonna kill LeFou, because I can't. I can't deal with it.
I like how Nick's just like, I just can't. I can't look at that.
I can't deal with that, dude.
I
can't.
Alright, you know what? I got mine. I'll kill LeFou. I'll kiss Scuttle and I'll marry Mike. That's what I'll do.
Okay. Good choices. Jenny?
Now, okay, so Scuttle is a seagull. And so there's a certain amount of action that he is incapable of doing. either to me or to him.
I think you're thinking
Jenny,
too much
ever
into
the
this.
Practical, ever the practical woman over here. Scuttle's a bird, so he's out.
Unless Ursula got like a
no,
hold of him
Scuttle's,
or something.
No, this is Jenny. Scuttle's a bird, so that's dinner. So we're killing him.
So definitely killing him.
Okay, but seriously though, that is exactly what I was going to say though. It's dinner. I'm going to eat him.
You're going to eat Scuttle.
He is going to die. Sorry, Scuttle. But I'm sure you will be delicious.
Okay, so who do you kiss and marry?
I could kiss LeFou, that's fine. And I'd probably marry Mike.
Ah, Mike Wazowski coming on top this time.
Yeah, Mike. What about you, Ellie?
What about me for kiss, marry, kill?
Yeah, go for it.
I would definitely be killing Scuttle for the same reason. That's Jenny. Plus, I find Scuttle the most annoying of the three. But I would only kiss Mike Wazowski and I'd marry LeFou. Because my logic with LeFou is that I could literally get him to do everything I want with my whining. Mike Wazowski is a total whiner. And I don't want to have to listen to that forever.
I'll so just turn on my hearing aids. I'm good.
All right, Jenny, your turn. Who should we kiss, marry, kill?
All right, let me pick three characters. I'm going to pick three villains.
Oh, dang it. That's what I was going to do.
Oh, okay.
No, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, all right.
Ellie did, like, side characters.
Okay, yeah, all right. So I'll do the villains. And let's see, three, but there's so many good villains to choose from, though. Okay. No, let me pick one more. Hold on. Let me get one more out. Let me get a more recent villain. Someone name a recent Disney movie.
Tangled.
Ralph.
Frozen.
Big Hero 6.
Princess and the Frog. Big Hero
oh,
6.
Oh, I forgot about Big Hero 6.
Oh, that's right. Big Hero 6.
Totally forgot.
Oh, speaking of Big Hero 6, Takeshi, total babe. Was that his name?
Yes, that is his name. Yeah, he was.
I totally, yeah.
Oh, can come on, guys. Go.
Yeah, I'd date
Go-Go.
Him.
Go-Go. Come
yep,
on.
I would date him. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely totally. Would date Go-Go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, also. She was also very cool.
Yeah, totally.
She could probably also steal stuff for you, Nick.
Yeah, probably. She could also build stuff for me, too.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We're distracting Jenny.
All right, sorry, Jenny. I will remain silent until we hear your kiss, marry, kill trio.
It's just the thing about the stealing. It just kills me every single time. Sorry.
I'm glad I'm making you enjoy your time here with us.
Nick trolls the local jail, like, on weekends to find girls who got picked up for robbery.
Oh,
he's like, one
God.
Of these days, I'm going to find love. I know it.
Man, I'm in Orlando. That's scary stuff.
Oh, God.
What an image.
You're going to end up dating Florida man. Alright, so. Alright, I got three of them. So, there's Hans. There's Dr. Facilier from The Princess and the Frog. And Maleficent.
Kill Dr. Facilier with a fire. Like, that. The voodoo stuff is terrifying. No. No, I'm not going there. Mm-hmm. He is, like, seriously terrifying. He would sell my soul to the devil, and yeah. I would end... And he can't repay his debts, so mm-hmm. I would end up in hell or something crazy worse, because the dude is just really bad at keeping promises. Nope, kill him.
Yep.
Dude, gone. So between Maleficent and Hans, that's hard. There's no point in marrying Hans, because he's the 13th son, so it's not, like... I wouldn't marry him for wealth. I wouldn't be marrying him for anything else. Not that that's a reason to marry, but, like, he's also kind of a bit of a
priorities.
Jerk. So, and I am just as practical as Jenny. I married a dude with a job. I'm just saying, you know, like, he's not homeless. He has a place to live. You know, I got it. I got it all down. He can also steal stuff if he puts his mind to it. I mean, so I'm pretty convinced I did a good job.
How does it feel to keep beating that horse?
Pretty good. I'm liking it. I think it's going to be the joke of the day. That's what we're going to title this one. The episode where Nick
Steal
likes
stuff for
girls
me.
who steal stuff.
Steal stuff for me. That's what it's going to be called.
Yeah.
Oh, and then at the end, we'll just be talking about stealing hearts. And then we'll all get crapped on because of how dumb that is.
I like it.
I like it too. But I think I'd marry Maleficent. Yeah. I'd kiss Hans and marry Maleficent. She's got a house. She likes pets. She's a fairy and does magic. And if you go in, if you cross over into the live action canon, she's actually pretty sweet.
That's true.
Also, Angelina Jolie and those like mad like cheekbones that could cut paper. Yeah, I'd marry Angelina Jolie.
That's what I like in a woman, someone who can cut paper with her face.
That's right. All right, what about you, Nick?
I would marry Maleficent, as interesting as that would be, for sure. I think I would kill Hans, though, and kiss Facilier.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of, like, the voodoo stuff. I think it's very interesting.
If you kiss Facilier, he can, like, suck your soul out through your mouth. Like a Death Eater in the Harry Potter books. Like, he's just, oh, man, that voodoo stuff. It's just terrifying. It terrifies me. I just can't.
What if it's
it.
Just, like, a cheek kiss? Like, it's just, like, a little peck on the cheek.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
She didn't specify, so.
I don't trust it. It's just.
He could just blow a kiss to him across the room.
This is close.
And
I'm
then,
good
and
to
then,
you.
Like the kiss materializes, and he catches it.
I feel like that's like maybe following the letter of the law, but breaking the spirit of it.
Yeah.
You gotta get on the full mouth kiss. Kiss him on the mouth.
Yeah.
On the mouth.
On the mouth.
All right. Your turn.
Oh, okay. That's right. This is difficult, even though I'm the one who set this up. I would likely kill Hans, just because I don't really like him. He's a useless little twaddle pat. I don't like him.
A useless little what?
Twaddle pat. I hate him. There's just nothing redeeming about him. He's just, ugh.
Yeah, and who wears mutton chops? Like, I can't get over his mutton chops. Like he'd be cute if he, like, shaved. Just
yeah.
a little. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. Let's see. Between Maleficent and Facilier. The thing is, though, that, like, both of them are very vengeful types, and I don't know if I... Like, imagine getting into, like, some sort of spat with them over, like, leaving the toilet seat up or something. Like, either one of them is gonna, like, curse me into oblivion. So, maybe for that reason I should actually bring Hans back from the dead and marry him instead.
Oh,
which
goodness.
One to be safe? I don't know. All right, okay. So in that case, I'll marry Hans, out of self-preservation, and I'll like divorce him later on. Whatever, I'll get half of all his stuff.
Half of nothing because he's the 13th. You know, like
half of whatever, like half of his country cottage or whatever he gets in 13th son. But I feel like Maleficent is very prideful, and she's very, like, she takes herself very seriously, and I think...
She cursed a baby
reason,
over not being invited to her
yeah.
baptism.
Yeah.
She
I mean,
definitely knows how to hold
that
a grudge.
Kind of yeah. So, like, I think I might want to kill her, because, like, what if she doesn't like the way I kiss her? Like... She's gonna do something crazy to me. I don't know.
Are you not that confident in your kissing abilities? That
I'm confident. It's just that like Maleficent is very picky. Like I can't see her as not being the type who's
You just can't please that
everything.
Woman.
You just can't. I don't want to. So then, I guess that means I'm stuck with kissing Facilier, and I'll I don't know. I'll like kiss a piece of paper and mail it to him. That's fine.
No, you're kissing him on the lips.
All right, Nick, okay. What's your trio? All
right. What, Belle's dad, his name is Maurice, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and what's Jane's dad in Tarzan?
I forget.
I don't remember
either.
We'll
okay.
call him Jane's
here's,
dad.
Here's my three, though, as I'm just a weird person. So, the Duke of Weselton.
So you're just doing old white... short men as your trio. Great.
Let me have this. We'll go another round. It's okay. Duke of Weselton, Maurice, or Jane's dad in Tarzan.
Kill Weselton, marry Maurice, and kiss Jane's dad. And I'll tell you why. Weselton's obnoxious.
Yep.
Just get rid of him. He's evil. Let's do that. Jane's dad is super nice. He's definitely worthy of my kiss. But what gives Maurice the edge is that he can make stuff.
Yeah.
So he's, like, super handy. And I could be like, you know what? I'm just too lazy to do laundry anymore. And boom! He, like, builds me a robot that does laundry for me. I hate cleaning toilets. Boom! Maurice just invented a self-cleaning toilet so that I don't have to do that anymore. I see this as, like, a win on every angle, and then Belle gets to meet my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's true.
But, you know, I feel like Maurice would probably cheat on me with Mrs. Potts because they totally have something going on there. Like, do you see the way they look at each other at the end of the movie? They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, that's something that you have to deal with now.
Maurice is like looking at her going, yeah, I like the kind of junk Mrs. Potts puts in her trunk. Junk. I'll show you my cupboard.
Hey, shh. We're getting to that part of the episode.
Sorry. Excellent.
Cut it out.
Good.
Save it for later.
I liked it. No, it's good.
Okay.
I haven't done my disclaimer yet. All right, Jenny.
Okay. I would also kill the Duke because he's obnoxious and he's evil and whatever. And also because he's the only one of the three that can't, like, just accept that it's over. He's old and he's got that comb over, and I can't stand comb overs. Like, just go. Go away.
Anyone with a comb over needs to just go away.
And just die, apparently. Just accept it. Just accept fate. You are now, like, 70. It's okay. Just accept your bald pate. You don't have to tease your hair over to one side and ugh.
We're anyway. Looking at you, Donald Trump.
Indeed.
Sorry.
Seeing that man on a windy day, it's like a tent just flew away. Oh, God. So, let's see. Maurice and Jane's dad. I feel like I have to agree with Ellie on this one. Because Jane's dad is cute. Very. But Maurice is handy around the house. And things go wrong around the house all the time. So.
You make it sound like agreeing with me hurts you. I think I have to agree with Ellie on this one. As much as it pains me to do this, Ellie's actually onto something here. Usually she's just spouting nonsense.
I don't know. I actually would swap y'all's two. I would honestly go with Jane's dad only because.
You like Tarzan.
No. Think about it, though. He is one of the most supportive characters or father figures in, like, any Disney film, though. Or any animated film. He is, like, he's just like, do whatever you want that makes you happy, and I will support you in it. And that means a lot.
I don't feel like Maurice doesn't do that, either. Like, I think he's the same way. He trusts his daughter to say,
but he doesn't do it the same way.
Yeah, well, everybody's got their different parenting styles.
Well,
at the beginning of the movie, he's asking about guys, and he's like, what about that Gaston dude? He seems to like you. And she says, nah. And he's like, alright, well, just do you, girl. You know what I mean? Like,
you know,
he's like a super cool dad. Said. Yeah, that's what they definitely said in 16th century France. You do you, girl.
Verbatim.
Where do you think we got it from? Mm-hmm. Alright,
you want to do one more round? Really quick?
I think so. So I'm going to do all good guys, like super pretty. But I want to do one with guys and one with girls. So do you guys care if I do two?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay, so Eric, and then Prince Philip, and then we'll go with, I'm trying to think. Gosh, I'm trying to think of a good Disney prince. I can't think
there's
of
just not enough out there. There's
Flynn Rider. We'll do so Flynn Rider. So,
okay.
So Prince Philippe, Flynn Rider, and Prince Eric.
Oh, I got this one. I'm gonna kill Eric, I'm gonna kiss Philip, and I'm gonna marry Ryder.
That was very fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was easy.
Why? I thought that having all good guys worth not killing would be hard, but what's your logic there?
Just the type of people that they are. That's it. Like, that's 100% it. Like, I don't care about Eric that much. He's very whatever to me. He can go.
Pretty.
I don't care.
And he likes They're music. He plays
that
the
doesn't
flute.
Make up for everything else. Okay.
He plays the flute. If you think about it, maybe Prince Eric will play your flute.
Wow.
Oh, God. Wow. Oh.
Hey, look. On that note. Look, on that note, guys know what guys want, alright? Just being fair.
No, I'm slowly leading us into our... I'm, like, trying to build it up for the next one.
You're trying to hide it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, as further explanation, Philip, I wouldn't necessarily want to marry him, but he's still a good dude. And Ryder would just be so much fun. And he's great. He's awesome.
That is true. He is a pretty great guy.
Alright, what about you, Jenny?
I'm thinking... I think I would also marry Flynn for the same reasons. He's a lot of fun, but...
Oh, when... he can steal stuff!
I forgot
to mention that. True. That's why you really want to marry him, right? Because he can steal stuff!
I legitimately did not even think of that.
Oh God!
But hey, guys, you're not wrong.
Okay, I think I would marry Flynn because he is a really fun guy and cool guy. He can steal stuff, and but when things get serious, you can also count on him to be there for you, which is nice.
Amen, brother.
Which is a quality that I guess all the princes have. Now that I think about it,
I mean, they're kind of forced to.
Yeah, they're kind of forced to. I guess I have to be here to save Jasmine. I don't know. Whatever. Let's see. Philip and Eric. I actually didn't really I didn't really feel much about Philip when I saw the movie. So when I saw Sleeping Beauty, I was actually way more into like the other characters. So I guess I'd kill him. Just whatever. If I had to, and I guess I would kiss Eric. He's a cool guy. He likes dogs. He plays the flute. Yeah.
Yeah. I would kill Philip, kiss Flynn, and marry Eric. Because I feel like I feel like being married to Flynn would be like being married to me, which would be really obnoxious. Like, I think I'm awesome, but if I had to live with me, I'd be I'm pretty sure everybody in this world would go crazy if they had to live with someone exactly like them. Because I, too, am good at stealing stuff.
Wait a minute.
I'm just kidding. I've never stolen anything in my life that is just a joke.
Liar. I don't know. Liar. I don't know.
I call BS. Uh-oh.
Well, I'll have to show you my treasure trove that I keep in my closet. I'm a renowned jewel thief. No, but, like, Eric likes dogs. He likes music. I get the, like... While they don't get a chance to really develop his character too much, he seems like a genuinely nice guy. Because, like, he found this essentially naked girl who can't talk washed up on his beach. In what world would anybody be like, I'm going to let you into my house? I'm just saying. No one. And not only does he let her into his house, but he doesn't, like, try to put any moves on her. Like, he's genuinely just being a nice person and showing her around town, and she's, like, trying to bat eyelashes at him and stuff, which, I mean, totally fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think he's a genuinely nice guy, and he's pretty.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Ellie's number one priority here is the prettiness factor.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
All right, do your girls.
Okay, Princess Belle. Princess Jasmine and Pocahontas.
Oh, dang.
See, this one's harder.
Well, because you're a dude harder. Who likes girls. That's why it's harder.
I mean, I'm basing all of this off of personality, so...
Not on flutes.
Not on flute blowing abilities. I think, what was it, Belle, Jasmine, and what was the last one?
Pocahontas.
I honestly think I'm going to have to go with marrying Jasmine.
Okay. Is that?
And, I mean, I don't know, like, honestly, I feel like it's a decent toss-up between Belle and Pocahontas. But I like the nerdiness of Belle a little bit more, so I'll kiss her. And I guess I have to kill Pocahontas then.
Smallpox beat you to it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Up today.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon. Too soon. She, like, died in 1682 or something like that.
Too soon. Too soon. Yeah, but that one's a lot harder, though. Because those are all, like, very equally decent, like, people.
Yeah, Disney princesses are pretty... They're pretty, they're good peoples that I would probably date.
See, I find Ariel, like, super obnoxious. Which is why I left her out
That's
of the
true.
Three.
I wouldn't date her.
So it would never have been Ariel.
Yeah. I mean, if you had put Ariel in, she would have taken the spot still of,
Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, that's the point. It would have been too easy to knock her out because she's so obnoxious.
But... Also, she's underage.
Sorry, it's not because she's obnoxious, it's just because of her personality.
I'm pretty sure all three of those princesses are underage.
Oh, but Jasmine was of marrying age, whatever the heck that was.
On her 16th birthday, so technically during the movie...
She was 16?
No, technically in the movie she was 15, because she had to get married by her 16th birthday. And Pocahontas is supposedly...
Jenny's like, my mind, everything I know has changed.
Pocahontas...
I forgot a little detail.
I think Pocahontas is supposed to be 14.
I'm also just assuming that, like, the people, like, if we were dating these people, were either A, in the same time period as them, or B, they're a little bit older and this is okay at this point.
Yeah, and the actual history of Pocahontas, she was like 14 or 13 even, but they aged her up for the movie.
Yeah.
Because they wanted it to be, like, more appealing and sexy, and it's like...
And because they wanted to completely fictionalize a real person.
Yes, basically.
Well, they were also going to give her a romantic relationship, and you can't really do that necessarily.
No, you
can't. That's the part that I'm telling is fictionalized, because that never happened.
Yeah. That never happened, no.
So, Jenny, did you tell us your three, what you do?
Oh, that's right. I didn't do that. sorry. It was Belle, Jasmine, and Pocahontas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Belle, Jasmine, Pocahontas. All right. I think this is
tough.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna convert to Mormonism.
Marry all three of them.
There you go.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I think, you know what? Jenny's the most practical. She's absolutely right. And I agree with her.
I think that's what I'm gonna do. Okay, but seriously though, let's see. If I married Belle, it'd just be like kind of like marrying myself. So
that's why
weird.
I'm attracted to you, Jenny. You finally put your finger on it.
I'm a bookish, introverted nerd. Alright, so I'll kill Belle off, because it'd just be like marrying me and be very strange. And I think... I would marry Jasmine. She has a pet tiger, and I could also have a pet tiger.
That is pretty awesome.
And then I'm gonna kiss Pocahontas. I want a pet tiger.
I think I would kill Pocahontas. She seems very hippie, which would be obnoxious.
She's into recycling.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, I know that she's into recycling. It's that, like, can you paint with the colors of the wind nonsense? Just seems, like, very, like she can sense my aura, and she wants to read my palm kind of stuff, and I'm just not, about that. So...
I feel ya.
So yeah, I'm not gonna
can reach your aura.
Hey, I've got everyone's got their reasons.
Do you, man?
I think it could be a toss up between Jasmine and Belle. That's a really hard choice.
That's the thing. Like, there's a very like, there's you have a clear choice for one, but then the other two, it's basically like I could take or leave either one. That like they could fit into both categories.
I think that I would probably give. See, Belle likes reading. It's the loving of reading and the pet tiger. It's just like how do you choose between those?
See?
I'm gonna choose to marry Jasmine because she's rich.
Yep.
And then kiss Belle.
Yep.
So that's very good. All right, so Jenny, do you want to go with the new three?
Yes. I decided to go with the animal sidekicks.
So, Jenny,
yes.
Get off of the same brainwave that I'm on. God dang it.
Okay, next time we'll let Nick go first. Yeah. Or you might have a different list than I do, because there's so many of them.
No. Go ahead and do yours. I've got like a specific thing that I was kind of going for. I don't know if it fits, but you do your thing.
All right. So, the three that I picked out, Zazu in The Lion King,
mm-hmm.
Baymax, Big Hero 6, and Timon, also in The Lion King. Which would you... Kiss, marry, kill.
Oh, I got this.
All right, you go first, I think.
Okay, I'm gonna kill Zazu. Flat, I'm killing Zazu. That's it. Dinner. I will marry Timon and I will kiss Baymax 100%.
Why would you kill Zazu off so immediately? Because he's just kind of like a stick up his butt.
Yeah.
Hey, being married to one of those has its benefits.
I'm not saying Zazu wouldn't have his perks, but of those three, he is definitely not the one that I would want to be with.
I would marry Baymax.
Aww.
And I will tell you, because...
Because you could program him?
Yeah. No. I'm actually, like, really afraid of death. So I try not to worry too much when I get sick. But, like, so... My mom's a nurse, so if I ever get sick now, I always call her and be like, okay, just give it to me straight, is it cancer? And she's like, she is always just, like, rolling her eyes at me and telling me that I'm a hypochondriac, which, I mean, she might be partially correct. But it's weird, because if I am sick, I will wait until, like, somebody yells at me to go to the doctor before I actually do. So
interesting.
Yeah, I'm a very complex individual. if I married Baymax, not only could he always make sure I don't have cancer, but he could probably cure it, and I could live forever.
I don't think he can cure cancer.
I think those two things are not necessarily curing cancer, living forever, are kind of two different.
I think that he could. I think he could cure old age. That's what I think.
I think you've completely missed the point of what Baymax is supposed to do.
Whatever, I don't care.
Let you have your wrong opinion and thoughts.
This is my fantasy, Nick. This is my fantasy.
Emphasis on the word fantasy.
Okay, Baymax doesn't exist in real life. So, like you know that these are all fictional characters we're talking about, Nick, right?
What? All these movies were real.
Also, I think
as a bonus,
I think
if you marry Baymax, you could also get to meet Takashi a lot.
Yeah, he could be like my side piece.
Wow. So you're like, yeah, I'm gonna get married to Baymax and then just have an affair with the straight up, guys.
Okay, I would. Okay, I am a very good person. And I do not believe in cheating. I'm just making a joke about fictional characters. Because in theory, I wouldn't be marrying anyone because I'm already married. So there. Ha. Take that, Nick. So Zazu
take
and
nothing.
Timon.
Zazu, Baymax, and Timon, yeah.
I would kiss Zazu and kill Timon. Because Timon is just a Debbie Downer. He's like so neurotic and anxious all the time. Yeah, he is. He's just
he's so much fun.
And he eats bugs. Who wants to kiss that?
He can sing.
Like, his breath is probably nasty because he eats bugs. Practical here.
Mm. You don't want to be kissing all what he's been eating.
Yeah. You don't know where that mouth has been. I'm just saying.
He's going to get, like, beetle legs stuck in his teeth.
Quick question. So when you guys are doing this, are you not assuming that you would be in the same physical-ish state as that character?
No, I'd be me. That's what I am right now.
All
right.
Yeah, well, and
I guess we're just doing this differently. Okay.
I mean, I assumed that they would be human-like people. But either way, part of his character is that he eats bugs. I just imagine him as a human version of that.
Jenny's just like, nah, I'm a person, he's a bird.
That's why I killed Scuttle. I mean, dinner. Really.
All right, Jenny, how would you do it?
All right. I would marry Baymax. Yes, there's the health benefits. But also because I don't think it actually counts if you marry a robot. I don't think we've gotten to that point yet legally.
Oh, so you can't still make out with Takashi.
So,
yeah.
So
yeah,
Takashi, I would definitely be like, hey, you're pretty hot. Let's go out.
You don't think he would give you guys weird looks for wanting to quote unquote marry his robot?
Well, Baymax is also a very caring, sort of nurturing individual.
We'll just pretend it happened accidentally. We didn't know we got married. We just jumped over the broom at the same time at some weird ceremony. And... oh, that means we're married now? My bad.
Excellent. That's a good idea.
Yeah, we got it.
Let me see. I think I could kiss Timon. I could. Like, supposedly the FDA allows, like, what, like, one part of roach legs to every something-something peanut butter, like, you eat, like, a bunch of... Yep. Yeah, so, technically, I'm already eating
we're already
bugs anyway.
Eating bugs,
so, y'all yeah, kiss them, and then I'll just kill Zazu, and I'll have dinner.
Bam. Nailed it.
You like your chicken, don't you?
I do like chicken.
You always it's kill the birds and eat them.
It is a lean protein.
All right.
It's bad for you guys.
All right, Nick, give us our last trio.
All right, I am prefacing these as if they were actual people. Like, this person, you're going off of personalities. All right?
All right,
all right. Okay. Miko from Pocahontas.
Oh.
That's the raccoon, right?
The Cheshire Cat.
Yeah.
Huh?
Miko's the raccoon, right?
Yeah, the raccoon Miko, the Cheshire Cat.
Oh, man.
And Mushu.
Oh, man.
I'd kill the Cheshire Cat. He talks in riddles, and he's not helpful, and... Yep. Not worthy of my kiss. So, also I'm a dog person.
Ah.
Which does not mean I hate cats, just in case I get a lot of angry messages on the... internets about how I said.
Oh, that won't be the first thing you're getting angry messages about.
Yeah.
I would marry Miko because he's adorable and he steals stuff. And
I make the comment one time as a joke.
Well, you keep picking characters that steal stuff. I'm sorry. Like, which makes it even better that you're not even aware you're picking like thieves as attractive qualities. It's like when people aren't aware that they're attracted to someone who's just like their parent. You know what I mean? And you're like, So now you know, Nick. You know that you just like girls who can steal stuff.
Stealing stuff, yeah.
So who's the other one? Miko and Cheshire Cat?
Miko, Mushu, and the Cheshire Cat.
I'd kiss Mushu. He's annoying, but at least he's helpful. But yeah, I'm gonna marry Miko, because he's cute and sweet and nice and steals me stuff.
Alright, I would kill off the Cheshire Cat, because he's not helpful, he's obnoxious. And there's like, if I've had a long day at work, and I come home, I don't want to come home to some cat who's, like, trying to give me a riddle before he can make me dinner. I don't need that. So, no Cheshire Cat.
I don't need that in my life. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, I don't. I would kiss Migo because he's really cute. He's adorable. I'd do it somewhat cautiously because of rabies, but I would kiss him.
No, no, remember Nick prefaced this. These are human form versions of the same character.
This is the personality.
Oh, okay, well then. He's like this weird, random, mute guy who goes around stealing stuff from other people.
But he's pretty, so Ellie likes him.
Okay.
Hey, right, you're not wrong.
That's fine. Yeah. I'll kiss him. But I would marry Mushu, and the reason why is because he's helpful, but he also never stops trying. And I think that would be a valuable
But his health is, like, almost always goes wrong. Like, I'm just gonna help you.
He can steal me stuff.
I can warm you up. You're cold? We'll light you on fire, and then you'll be warm again. I'm just trying to help you. Like, that's how I feel like his health is.
That's true. But in the end, he gets there. Once you... Have suffered a few minor injuries, yeah. But at least he's straightforward about it. He's not like the Cheshire Cat who's, like, trying to talk circles around you while he's not trying to help you. He's trying to help you in his...
See,
own
I
way.
Actually really enjoy the Cheshire Cat character, so, like... I'm conflicted.
I like him too. I just wouldn't want to marry him.
I feel like you would have to be high to enjoy the Cheshire Cat.
You would have to be high.
Because it's all about drugs.
yeah, I get it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, Nick. What about you?
Why do I do this with you again?
Oh, also, Mushu can steal you stuff. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
He did do that. So.
I legitimately don't know. Honestly, I might actually go with marry Miko, kill Mushu, and kiss the Cheshire Cat. Just to add some spice to my life.
Okay.
But see, like, I wouldn't want to kill any of them. So, like, right. I would, like, fake their death and then just, like, spirit them away.
It's not the game. It's not the game. You have to kill. Alright, so moving on to our next, which we did kind of hint about. We're gonna...
Okay, before... Oh, yeah.
Nick and
I
his
do my
disclaimers.
Yes.
It's about to get really dirty in here.
Not necessarily that, but we are about to ruin a lot of animation things and Disney things. You won't be able to necessarily hear them again after some of the things that we say the way that they were intended. I'm giving you this chance now to back out. Stop listening if you want to.
Run away.
Or else, enjoy what we enjoy. Alright, that was my disclaimer.
Okay, cool. So we're going to do animation pickup lines. Now, one thing to note before we get started is there actually is a website that has some pretty great pickup lines for animators, and it's called animationpickuplines.tumblr.com. You guys should check it out. It's really funny. We're actually probably going to read a couple of them here because there's just so many great ones on here.
They're so good.
But I will get the party started with one that I did last year that I think is great. And I will repost these on the Tumblr as well so you guys can send out dirty animation Valentine's.
Because who wouldn't?
Yeah,
let's be real.
Exactly. So,
there's the best and worst kind of people at all times.
Hey, girl. I don't know why I'm saying hey, girl, because you could say this to a dude, too. It just feels like a hey, girl situation.
Oh, yeah, we should totally say these as if we were at a bar trying to pick somebody up.
Yeah. Hey, girl, I'm not lying when I say you'll be feeling the love tonight. And lion is spelled like the animal.
I get it.
We need, like, a rimshot sound effect, like, poodooch.
Nick, can you add that in?
I can find that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'll just find a bunch of sound effects, like, good and bad. And you won't know what follows your lines.
Okay.
You'll have, like, a bad one, a good one, and then a one.
Or crickets.
Yeah.
I'm down with
exactly.
That, yeah.
We'll get all three.
I'm down.
And I'll just throw them in there.
Cool.
I like it. Good idea. Alright, Jenny, you got one?
Okay, we'll take turns, I guess. We'll go in, like, a little...
Yeah, let's just do the circle again.
Okay.
Pick me
this
up.
This is actually... one that I'm reading off the internet. I didn't come up with this one, but it's so good and so bad that I had to share it. Okay. So, it's, "Hey girl, step into my studio. and I'll show you how to ease in and out.
Ooh.
Yep, I do like that
I
one.
do too. You even like made this sultry voice when you said it, like, like so very dirty. White sounds, like music should be playing in the background, like.
Alright. My first one. Hey, if you'll humor me, I want to be like Nemo and touch the butt.
Aww, that's adorable. That's adorable. Here's another one of my favorites. It's like tonight's forecast. Cloudy with a chance of my balls.
It's just so in your face, literally, in all sorts of ways.
That is amazing. Oh, God.
Guys, I don't think we're going to have crickets on any of these if we keep this up. All right, Jenny.
All right. So, another one. Hey, girl, let me break it down for you. Your thighs are the keyframes, and I want to be in between them.
Wow, wow, wow.
Just getting straight to the point.
Seriously.
Don't beat around the bush.
Nope.
I want to get a picture of a rig that's just been completed and like caption it, my body is ready.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty funny idea.
Yeah.
If there's a rigger out there, like, please do that every time that you post a new rig, just so like, my body is ready.
My body is ready.
All right, I got another one. Hey, I've got a snake, but it's not in my boot.
Oh! Oh my god, that is so bad. That is, oh.
Oh.
Oh my god. You know there's somebody out here going, well, if it's not in your boot, then where is it? Like, I just don't get it.
As a bonus, that was said by a character named Woody of all.
Ah!
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Very good.
Oh my gosh. I'll show you.
This whole going in a circle thing's actually pretty hard because I've got so many.
I'll show you all of my layers if you'd let me level your curves.
Blow, chicka, blam, blam.
Oh, goodness gracious. That is definitely one that you'd have to say to another animator.
Yeah.
And it would also just be like, what are you talking about?
There's going to be a CTN event or something next, and we'll all be drinking, just saying these to each other.
That's perfect, though. Let's be real. Picking up somebody at CTN or meeting somebody at CTN, that might actually be pretty good.
I have a horror story about that, actually, but maybe for later.
Oh,
not for
yeah.
No, you got to say it now. You got to say it now. You can't leave this
really?
Hanging. Yeah, go ahead.
If you're willing to.
Okay. So CTN has these like these late night drink and draw events where they have like the bar, and you can like draw from a model, like a life drawing session. And a lot of people tend to be a little bit drunk when these are going on because there's alcohol flowing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really drink much because I get really sick very quickly, very easily. So I'm just kind of sitting there outside of the event, and I'm organizing like my business cards that I picked up, whatever. And this guy comes up to me, and when I look at this guy, okay, for one, he's drunk. Two, he's clearly like 10 years younger than I am, something like that. He's like a baby.
Did you hear me? The Robinsons playing in the background, or Mrs. Robinson?
He is a child, and he's a very drunk child. And he comes over to me, and at first I thought he wanted to network with me because he asked me like, "Where do I work?" or "What school did I go to?" that kind of thing. And I'm just like, okay, then I'll just talk to this kid. Because that's what you do at CTN. You network and you talk to people. And I'm like, all right. And then he had a drink in his hand. And when I say a drink, what I mean is a plastic cup with, like, maybe 1/64th of the drink left in it. And he says, hey, do you want to finish this off for me? And I'm like, what?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I
is
really
there
wanna
something
drink
in
your...
it?
Yeah, I was like... One, what if there's something in it? Two, that's like probably mostly your drunk backwash. I don't want to drink that. Ugh. That's disgusting. And I told him, you know, no. And he was like, what? Why not? And that, like, the crazy drunk voice. And I'm like, oh, God. And I just told him, I'm not into drinking. I don't want it. And he's like, okay. And so then we start to talk again about stuff, and I learned that he's actually a student at a... What is that, the art school in San Francisco? It's the Academy of Art University, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
So he's some guy from there. And he asked me, out of nowhere, he says, so, are you down to DTF? And I was like,
down to DTF? So are you down, down?
Wait, no. Down, down, down,
are
basically.
Are you down to down?
Down to, yeah. And I was like, what is happening right now? And his friend comes over and like tries to like kind of take him away. He's like, guys, come on, like let's not do this right now. And he's like, and the guy says to her friend, she's not down to DTF, man. I don't understand. Why is she also not down to DTF? And I was like, this is awful.
You're a drunk
and
baby.
Exactly. And I'm like, is there like any kind of control at CTN at these events, like to maybe like keep people at a limit for their drinks or something? Because this guy was blasted, and that like CTN is not the place where you want to go up to a stranger and ask them if they're DTF. Like, just as a pointer for you listeners out there, if you ever go to CTN, don't do that, because you don't know who you're going to be talking to, what kind of impression you're going
to
leave.
Jenny's going to have to interview that guy one day.
And I'm gonna be like, you were that child who asked me if I was DTF at CTN. The answer is no, by the way.
No. You have to.
Not unless you're how
he asked down to DTF.
Yeah,
down to DTF. Yeah. I will say that. Yeah. So that was my horror story.
That's a fun
story. Don't do that at CTN.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't do that. Anybody listening?
So Nick, what's your next pickup line?
Oh, is it my turn?
I think so.
Okay. Which one do I want to... Which one's next? Hey, baby. Did you know animators do it to the extremes?
Oh, I was going to read that one next. Okay. So, I got to find the other one. Okay, so this is one that I saw that it like... I'm like, oh, this is bad, but oh, is it funny? So forgive me in advance. Okay, so...
Okay.
Is this an incoming cricket?
No, it's going to be a groan. It's going to be like, ooh.
Okay.
Hey, baby. Thinking about you is like animating. By the time I'm done, my wrist is sore.
Gay!
Yeah.
Like, oh!
I love that one. That's good.
It's like so wildly inappropriate, though.
I love it, though.
Exceptionally,
it's good.
But it's great.
Okay.
All right, Jenny.
Okay. I apologize in advance to one
Hey,
of the...
I disclaimered already. You don't have to apologize.
Okay, I'm not going to apologize then. but, all right, so... So bad. All right. If you want to see it... Oh, God. I got to do the sultry voice. Hold on. I got to stop laughing.
Get in character.
I got to stop laughing because I gotta pick somebody up at CTN.
Gotta pick up a drunk baby at CTN.
A drunk baby at CTN, yeah. Alright. Hey girl, let me break it down for you, babe. If you want to see a master at work, I'll show you my dick, William.
Blam, blam, blam.
God, it's so bad. But I really liked that one.
It is a pretty good one.
Oh man, Ellie, I know a lot of people may have seen this one before, but I'm just gonna quote it because it's just a straight quote and I just wanna ruin this song for everyone. Can I do it?
Yeah.
Darling, it's better down where it's wet.
Got him!
Oh god, that's good.
Oh my lord.
Hey. Yep, that went there, guys.
Take it from me.
Hey, Jenny.
Yeah.
Bill Call must have animated you. Because I can't get over the way you move.
That's a good one.
It is. I'm literally going through this other Tumblr and looking at them because I think they're so
good. Oh, you guys,
great.
Come on, make up some.
I did make up some. Okay. The first one I said was, okay, so at the end of this, I'll do my other ones, I guess.
Okay. All right, Jenny.
All right. So, Ellie.
Yeah?
Girl. Let's make our lips sync.
Ooh. I'm game. Mm,
very, very forward.
Game.
Very.
Straight to the point.
Mm. Yep.
Is that your way of asking?
Actually, I mean, that one actually, that one arguably might have a higher success rate than any of the other shit
we posted. I don't know. Ask me if I want to see your Dick Williams. that might work.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not Aladdin, but I want to go explore your Cave of Wonders.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one I just saw. Are you an Adobe product? Because I'd love for you to flash me. Oh, good.
All right, I have one. It's so bad, but here we go. It's this was more for guys, so. Hey, guy. Are you Aladdin? Because I would love to pet your monkey.
Got him!
Oh, my goodness.
I like it. Hey there, beauty. I'd like to take you upstairs and introduce you to the beast.
Oh my god. Those guys who wear those t-shirts that say they have like an arrow pointing up saying the man and an arrow pointing down saying the legend.
And we'll see like when he says beast, somebody goes up expecting like the Beauty and the Beast, and what they really get is Stitch. I have way different expectations coming up here. Sorry, I couldn't stop that one.
Oh, God.
Hey, girl. I'll be Prince Charming, you'd be Cinderella, but I guarantee your slipper isn't the only thing you'll be missing at midnight.
Swish.
I could hear like Gaston saying some of these, just like down to village tavern, hitting on Belle, and she's just like, ugh. Okay, it's my turn. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Hey, girl, I'm anticipating some action. Are you gonna follow through?
Yeah.
Blam chicka blam blam.
All right, Nick, do you want to do the last one?
Oh, we got one more? Oh, shoot, don't. Oh,
the pressure's
on. No, I think you're the last one. I'm out. You're the one that said you had a huge list of these.
Oh,
unless
really?
You want to go through your whole list.
Oh, shoot. Well, all right. I guess we can go through a few.
Jenny, do you have any more?
Yeah, nope. Do you have any more, too, or is it just me?
Yeah,
it's just you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, wait, I guess I do have one more I wanted to read, but it's... Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
No, you read yours, and then Nick will go, and then you
and
I can rate.
Oh, and then I'll just appear like a prick for the rest of the
episode. No, because then Jenny and I can rate them.
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah. No pressure.
Wonderful.
All right. The last one I found. Okay. Sorry to be frank, baby, but I want all of you. They're just rolling in their graves. I'm so sorry.
I feel like they'd be proud. They'd be proud.
The 9 dirty old men.
Alright, Nick. Hit us with your best pickup lines.
Alright. Oh, shoot. I don't know if they're the best or not, but let's see. I got this one. Hey, I'll make you howl when I move my castle.
So.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Some of these definitely aren't as dirty either, but
that's okay.
You can call me Kiki because I deliver.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Jenny approves.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Painful. Yes, it was pretty good.
What else do I got? Let's see.
New meaning to delivery service.
I want to see your bare necessities.
Yep. I had one that was like that. Mine was, I know we just met, but I think we are able to share each other's bare necessities.
Mm. Yep.
Hey, if you be the lady, I'll be the tramp.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, you're totally making my pants extrude.
Oh my god, that's awful.
Oh my god. Good Maya pickup line. Ugh. Oh, it hurts.
I'm sorry, guys. Oh. This is so much fun.
Oh.
My name isn't Sully, but you can still be my boo.
Ha! Oh,
yeah, see, that one's not dirty. That one's just kind of cute.
That would totally work on me.
Yeah,
it might work on me, too. I feel like if somebody came up to say that to me in a bar and I were single, I'd be like, I like you.
Yeah.
Here's my number.
Call me, maybe. You can wreck my Roth whenever you want to.
Oh god.
I just love listening to Jenny's response.
That goes along with the version I had made last year in the Valentine.
Yours is like for
movie.
A physical Valentine card, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a picture of Ralph going dead ass, I'm gonna wreck it.
Oh my god.
Alright, I just got a couple more.
Alright.
Come over tonight, and I'll give you a full lesson in stretch and squash.
Oh, Jesus.
You've had better.
Well, yeah, use all the
better. It makes me feel like I'm coming over to your house to do yoga. Like, we're yoga partners now. Okay, I'll come over.
I didn't say they were all dirty.
You were trying to be dirty with that one.
I mean, why not? Might as well try. Yeah, sure, I can finish off with this one, I guess.
Alright.
I don't know if it's as good as some of the others, but don't worry about all that cleanup. We'll just make sure it's rough.
Oh goodness. I like that one actually. That one
leaves a sour taste in my mouth. Like,
like, it's creepy, but at the same time I laughed at it.
Got it! But don't you feel like a little dirty that you found it funny?
Yes. A lot of these actually made me feel that way.
Mission
but Frank
gosh.
And Ollie one in particular, I was just like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Just apologizing to the world left and right.
I'm so sorry. Oh.
Well, on that note,
that was
guys.
Fun.
Yes.
Quite,
all right.
Quite
well,
enjoyable.
This has been fun. If you guys have any more great pickup lines or great shipped characters, feel free to post them on the blog, or submit them. Submit them to the Tumblr blog, or you can message us, tweet at us, Facebook us, whatever. We'd love to hear your new pickup lines. We'd love to hear more ships. If you have drawings you want to show us, totally send that our way. We'll be more than happy to share that on the Tumblr. We'd love seeing that stuff.
Merryweather and Grumpy, please. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Guys,
oh, yeah.
You heard Jenny. She wants to, before she dies, see a Merryweather Grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
She wants it.
I do, too. I want to see that. Somebody's got to get on that, because I can't draw it to save my life. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a bad animator like that. I'm really bad at drawing. All right, so I guess I don't have anything else to add. Does anybody else?
I mean, I'm tapped out on the line, so we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and keep on living the animator life.
Woohoo!
Yay! And she's also
is this better?
For some reason, I guess maybe she unplugged her microphone.
Is this
no,
better?
I think
wait, there
she randomly gets muted.
Is this better?
It's the weirdest thing. It only happens to her.
Is this better?
Oh, Ellie.
Can you guys hear me at all?
Ellie, if you're talking, we can't. You have to plug the microphone back in.
Oh, thank you for stating the obvious.
Again.
Can you hear me now?
You know, if people make it to the end, we haven't ruined all their favorite Disney things by the end of the podcast.
Oh, God. I can't
wait.
Oh,
before we start the pickup lines, I am 100% throwing out a disclaimer.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
I want to have that.
That sounds good. Give people a chance to run.
Oh, like, all of a sudden, your microphone just was like...
It was really scary.
was like, oh my god, what's going on?
It was so scary. I was kind of like, oh
really
my god.
It was really creepy.
Yeah. And the timing of it after what you said about Facilier was really creepy. I was like, oh my god,
it's like Facilier heard you and was like, oh bitch, you did.
That's exactly what happened.